This is The Agenda. I'm Kevin Rout, sitting in for Mr. Dave Bernstein, who's getting some well-deserved time away. And joining me on the show today, we get to welcome in Mr. Robert Sandage, the coordinator of the Omi Concerts in the Garden series from RLS Productions. And as always, we'll probably hit this a couple of different times, but if you're looking for tickets to any of the remaining shows, just go to RLS Talent.
Tickets.com.
RLSTickets.com. Okay. RLSTickets.com. We also have a couple of special guests. Roberts, I want to let you introduce our special guests.
With Tracy Dry with Gill Mortgage.
Hello.
And Randy Gold from Gold's Construction.
Hey,
Randy's actually in Hawaii calling in for this, so that's pretty cool.
Randy, we're going to have 94 today here. Can you beat that?
I think you might beat us by 1 degree. I think it's supposed to be 93 here.
Of course. Though, but now, we did have the lightning come through, so I'm hoping that took all the humidity out of the air.
That's not the case over there, though. I bet she's sweltering.
Yes, it is. High humidity for sure.
When you walk out to just walk to the car, and you already need a shower by the time you sit down at the driver's seat. So
exactly.
That's about right.
I lived in Connecticut. I knew all about that stuff, though. But we are here to talk about the penultimate Concerts in the Garden series, but we also want to kind of get a look at sort of the series as a whole and get a sense of how things are going. And so, Robert, we will start with you. Three are in the books, two to go. How are things going?
Well, we have probably less than 10 tickets left for this Thursday's show. So if you're listening, go to rlstickets.com and get them before they are gone. Once they're gone, we do not oversell the event. And then, of course, the grand finale, which is the Bon Jovi tribute with Blaze of Glory. I think there's like 50 tickets left to that, and that's a week out, so that's not going to last either.
Yeah, and this week's, I should have mentioned up at the top, this Thursday night, it's Invisible Touch.
Yep.
It's a tribute band to Phil Collins and Genesis.
That's right.
Phil Collins, who started, I think, as the drummer in Genesis before their lead singer left, and then he eventually became the lead singer of Genesis before breaking out on his own.
I think it was in 78 he became the lead vocalist.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Has he been around that long?
Yeah. Where's our cane?
Randy, you're on board, trying to get on board with it. What excites you about the Omi Gardens Concerts series that Robert puts on?
Well, besides the obvious reason, you know, it's a great entertainment and an amazing venue. You net the networking and just the involvement with the community is awesome. I think that's one reason that we got involved. Besides the entertainment value of it is the fact that we're actually doing something positive for the community and, you know, with the scholarship program they've set up. And so we really appreciate that. And we've always kind of done things to help the younger generation, and we've always felt the kind of a responsibility to give back to the community, so it's a great way to do it.
I love that, too, because it feels like this year's concert series is all about educating youngsters. There's people, you know, my generation and a little before me that want to just remember the music, and then there's the youngsters who are maybe getting exposed to folks like Journey and Def Leppard and Phil Collins and Genesis and then next week Bon Jovi. So they're getting that opportunity to hear music that maybe they wouldn't normally get to hear, wouldn't normally listen to.
They were probably children then.
Tell us, actually, Robert, we've talked about it before, but I want to hit on it again. Talk about the scholarship program, kind of how it came about and why you guys do it.
Well, I would say when we first started it back in 2013, I went to the gardens and the commissioners and said that Rio and I would want to produce a show up there in a series, but we'd have to own it because of the amount of the investment that we'd be making to actually for the infrastructure as well as the staging and everything that's custom built up there. But it came about at that point in time, and I just looked at this big overview of Wenatchee, and I had a lady by the name of Amy Stewart actually draw the design that I had written out on a piece of paper, you know, a small sketch of the stage. It's just hanging over the edge of this steep slope, and so there's a perfect backdrop of Wenatchee right behind it. You know, it looks like it's almost like an infinity pool, but it's an infinity stage, and the talent's just kind of hanging off the edge. But and because I'm a member of the foundation board, that's where I decided, my wife and I both decided to give back to the community that way, as besides just marketing midweek tourism and developing the series into a a regional brand that we're marketing around Washington State as a whole. So we're giving 25% of our net proceeds from every concert over the past 5 years, and we're up to $48,500 that we've been able to give it.
Wow, that's just that's
and
awesome.
That's because of our sponsors and our everyone that is attending. It's not Rio and I; it's everyone else, So.
And speaking of the great people who partner with you, Tracy, you guys in Guild Mortgage, I'm going to make sure I say the D, and they have a tendency to drop off the last consonant in some of these things. But Guild Mortgage is a big part of this. What kind of got you guys decide to jump on board?
Well, first I was invited to attend a concert and got a chance to see where they were having their concert. And, Randy said, just a lot of networking within the community, but got a chance to hear the music and have a good time. And then it was like, this would be a fun way for me to give back to the community, to participate in this and be a sponsor and, invite other people from even our corporate office or from other offices to come join and hang out and get a chance to see a little bit more of Wenatchee and,
Unfortunately for me, these concerts are all on a school night. So being as a morning person, I don't get that opportunity. But what was it like for you when you went to that first concert and got to see what it was all about?
Oh, it was great. The music is incredible. The talent that he's brought in is wonderful. And, it's a nice, relaxing evening. And it's, for those of us that live here, it's close to home. So you don't normally get this type of talent close to home. You tend to have to leave most of the time. So
go to Seattle or Spokane.
Yeah.
Well, and some of these, you don't get to see them really anymore. It's not like Def Leppard is out touring on a regular basis. And so you're not going to be able to see Def Leppard. But maybe you want to see a live performance of Def Leppard music, and this provides you an opportunity.
Yeah, they're really good. I mean, that was a top-notch replication, I would have to say, of Def Leppard.
And I would say that even a couple concerts ago, I had some friends in town, and we took them to the concert, and they said that they enjoyed this more than actually going to hear the, if they were going to the actual talent, just because of where it was located, and the music was just fantastic. So.
Yeah, I bet you can't beat the setting. Plus, it's a little smaller, more intimate situation, and as opposed to getting into a 25,000 seat arena,
right.
Where maybe you're in the third to last row, watching the video screen and just hoping to get it the best you can. Randy, have you had an opportunity to take in a concert over there?
Yes, you mean over here in Hawaii?
Yeah. Well, sorry, no, over here, over at the Omi Garden. No, not. Maybe you have. Maybe you can tell us about your concert goings in Hawaii. But
we went to a luau, but a little different than that. But we absolutely. We a few years back when we attended the first concert there, we just said, hey, we've got to be a part of this, and so we've pretty much gone to all of them since. Been a sponsor and had a table there, and you were talking about the venue, and I think that's just such a huge plus. It's such a beautiful place, and being a smaller venue, and the sound quality is just incredible. Because so many concerts you go to, especially in a larger venue, the sound is not always that good. It can be distorted, and then it can be too loud too. It's almost painful sometimes. Here it's perfect. I mean, the sound quality is great, and the volume doesn't blow your eardrums out. It's the best of both worlds.
That's a huge thank you to Robert Sandage right there and his team.
Yeah, they do a great job. Yep.
Our own Dave Kiefer, I'm sure he puts his thoughts in from time to time. But
yes, we actually do have a dBU ratio that has to be maintained that or under, and it's the idea is to make sure that we're not turning our guests into cannon fodder. So. And their hair's like flashing backwards with every hit of the bass drum or whatever. But yeah, we have an 85 dB ratio that we keep it at, so that at the edge of the property, at the county property, it's less than 60. And, when you go down the hill, it'll be like a conversation that you're hearing.
So, yeah, no 1812 overture is going to be happening there with the big loud cannon fire.
No.
So let's talk a little bit about this week's band. Other than they're a cover band for Phil Collins and Genesis, what do we know?
Tribute band.
Tribute band. I got the new lingo. I went and saw, quick side story, a friend of mine, a huge Kiss fan, but they've broken up and reformed 18,000 times, but he dressed up and everything. He loved to put on the makeup and everything. He's a huge Kiss fan. So we went to a concert in Connecticut, just went to a bar. At the time, they were called cover bands, and so that's always stuck in my head because the only time I've ever seen them, they were called cover bands. Tribute band. Tell me a little bit about Invisible Touch.
Well, they are doing specifically the more popular, all the popular songs from Genesis and or Phil Collins. Of course, you know that Phil Collins branched off by himself on for a few albums, like Face Value. That was a really big one for him. But the talent as a whole, and these guys have a very progressive edge in the sense that they are really sharp studio musicians. And the vocalist, Randy Lauren, he's actually the lead vocalist also for Journey, and then he changes his voice and does this show with the Phil Collins sound. He's a vocal instructor, and that's what he does for a living, is actually teach and perform. So you're going to be able to catch all the great hits from Phil Collins and Genesis.
So I Can't Dance and all the big ones.
Yeah.
I remember
in the night, you know.
Yeah. I can feel it coming in the air tonight, yes.
Yeah.
I guess they may not want to do the one that he did solo that came out like in the mid-90s or about the Another Day in Paradise. That was what it was called.
I don't know if they do that one or not.
Because that's kind of a sad, depressing song.
Yeah. No.
That was more the message song.
Yeah, they'll definitely do the In the Air Tonight.
Oh, yeah. Of course, here's the thing. I don't know if anybody else does this. When that song comes on the radio, it's probably best I'm not driving, but I try to manage it because there's like 3.5 minutes where it's just him and kind of the synthesizer.
Yep.
And then the big drum.
Boom, 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 boom.
And I'm sorry. I just never can stop myself. I'm, you know, just, you know, I in the hair, you know, both hands both going all the way.
Isn't that an incredible song? I know we heard that on the radio. There's a classic rock station we found. While we were driving around the island, that song was playing. I mean, it's just like, incredible. It made me flash back to that episode years ago, remember, of Miami Vice, where they played that song in a long, it was almost like a video, like a music video. And Crockett and Tubbs are driving along in the Ferrari and through Miami, and that song is playing. It was just killer, you know.
No, and it's a great song, too, because it can fit a lot of different moods. It really is. But I mean, Phil Collins and Genesis as a whole have just written unbelievable music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And Robert is totally correct about the singer, man. He's phenomenal. He is really, really good. He was we saw him on a show before we came over to Hawaii. What band was that? What tribute was that, Robert? I forget off the top of my head. But
Infinity Project, that's with Journey.
Yeah, boy, oh boy, he was just awesome. And we saw him do the Phil Collins last year, and it's tremendous.
And Steve Perry is not
really, really great show.
Steve Perry is not easy to try to like.
No,
provide even the closest ballpark to him.
Yeah, he's a powerhouse. The vocalist, Randy.
Yeah,
he really is.
Maybe he can get together. Well, I guess they already have it. The Journey's got their new lead singer. Blanking on his name.
Yeah.
we'll go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will talk. Continue our conversation with Randy and Tracy and Robert about the Infinity Project, about the RLS Concerts in the Garden series. There are just two left. If you want to get any tickets, there's like maybe 5 tickets left this week. So if you want to get them, it's time to call. You know, check in now. There's not many left for next week. And the Bon Jovi tribute band, RLSTickets.com. If you want to do that, I'm Kevin Around, sitting in for Dave Bernstein, and this is The Agenda.
Or the KPQ mobile app.
News Radio 560, KPQ time is 12:33. I'm Kevin Rounds, sitting in for Dave Bernstein on The Agenda Day. Today, we're talking with Robert Sandage, Tracy Dry from Guild Mortgage, and Randy Gold from Gold's Construction. And Randy, let's start with you and talk a little bit about what this partnership looks like as you have kind of worked with Robert and his crew and the folks at Omi Gardens. How does that work for you and your business?
Well, it's terrific because we have a table that our sponsorship gives us this table with 8 chairs, and it's a great location, just 2 tables from the stage, and so it gives me the opportunity to bring all my key employees. It's kind of a reward to can bring them and of course family members and clients, bring them to the concerts, and it's something that it's kind of an unusual on the an unusual thing to do. You're not normally able to do something like that, to have such a great show and a great venue. And it's interesting, too, when you go up there, it's almost like a party atmosphere. So everybody we take up there with us meets, sees multiple friends and associates in the crowd. And it's, you know, everybody's talking and enjoying the setting, and conga lines start sometimes with the music. And so, yeah, it's awesome. It's a great deal.
Did the big band play Woody Herman's conga again this year and start the conga line?
I don't know. It was tequila for them. But, I mean, we've had like a Spanish group in last year that did the conga line, and Milonga was the name of the group, and that was a big line.
Good.
Went around the entire place.
Tracy, what about Guild Mortgage? I mean, like, how does this work for you guys? How are you? I mean, like, we've talked about why you got involved, but like, what does the partnership look like for Guild Mortgage?
Well, we're a stage sponsor, so it's been a lot of fun to, you know, be able to share this with our clients and with the employees. And I've had some people that have lived here all their life, and it was the first time they'd ever been up to Omi Gardens was when we got them tickets to the concert, which is kind of hard to imagine. Sometimes you think, well, gosh, you've lived here and you've driven past it, you've never been up there. So that's just, it's a nice thing to give back. I think that, you know, bumping into people that you know up there during these concerts is just inevitable. And then we've been able to invite some people that are from Seattle or Spokane or, you know, other areas to come join us. So it's been fun for us. We can take some of our, you know, some of our partners that we work with, whether they're in escrow, title, or, you know, other people that we have in our industry that we hang out with, and get away from the office and, you know, enjoy a glass of wine and enjoy some great music and the awesome setting.
I'd imagine you could almost make friends there too. Like, if you all go to the concerts, there's five in the series. So if, like, you go for a couple, 3 years in a row and you sort of always sitting by the same people, inevitably you're going to get to chat.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
And getting to, that's, I mean, live music.
Tracy had mentioned earlier the fact that, you know, here's quality entertainment in a local venue. You don't have to leave town for, you don't have to drive for hours each way. And, that's a gigantic plus. I've always been a rock and roll fan my entire life, so it's like I love music, spent hundreds of concerts, and this is just a treat to have something, you know, quality entertainment like this right in your own town.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but it's been kind of fun to watch this younger generation, younger than us, come out and enjoy this music that we grew up with.
Yep.
And to watch them, you know, we had a couple of guys at our table the other day that I've known, and I invited them to come sit with us, and they were rocking out, and they are young. I mean, they're like, you know, like my kid's age, but they were loving the music. They said, I know this wasn't our era, but this is what we listened to. And that's been fun to watch, too.
Classic rock. I'm telling you.
Well, I will say this, though, because my parents grew up in the 50s and 60s. And so for them, that's their generation's music. And so I grew up on that generation. And my favorite band to this day is still the Beatles. So I think you have a tendency to listen to your parents' music, and whether it's nostalgia or quality, you have a tendency to fondly remember and kind of latch on to that music. So, yeah,
That's true.
My early to mid 40s right now, if I had kids, I would probably be listening to music from the 90s, the late 80s and 90s, and they would probably grow up and that's what they'd be exposed to. And yeah, they'd listen to today's what they call music, but like,
I feel sorry for those kids.
But, like, you know, like, there's a certain amount of nostalgia and kind of you grew up with this kind of music, and so I'm wondering if that's some part of it.
Yeah, it could be.
Absolutely. I know my parents, my dad fought in World War II, and so they were, you know, they were that generation and the greatest generation, and yeah, they loved the swing. They still loved all the swing bands, the big bands and jazz, and so growing up and listening to that so much as a kid, I love that too. Louis Prima is probably one of my favorite performers of all time. Love his music, still play his records all the time.
He was a great entertainer too.
He really was phenomenal. And the folks got to see him live several times, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, and there's something about being at a live event. Here's the thing: you play a CD. It's the same song, the same time. I guess that's even dating me now, play a CD. If you listen to a song on an MP3 or whatever, It's the same song. It's. I mean, yes, you are in a different place every time, but it is the exact same version of that song each time you listen to it. When you go to a live concert, that's a single moment in time.
It's immediate.
That you will. There will never be that experience again.
That's right. That's correct. Every performance is unique.
Yep. Except for people can watch it on television, though.
Well, okay. But even then, that's slightly different.
Because we were able to develop our own TV show with local tel. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Randy touched on, or Robert, I can't remember which one of you touched on the drive aspect of it. Now, you've got a couple of partnerships that you've worked on as well to try to make it so that people really can enjoy the event and be safe and maybe even make it a real kind of getaway night out, maybe date night kind of thing. Part of that is a shuttle.
Yep. So we hired Wenatchee Valley Shuttle. We pay them to actually shuttle our guests, because the parking is very limited up there. There's a big, huge sign that basically tells them where to drive to when they're headed towards Omi Gardens. There's a sign that says concert shuttle parking and another arrow big sign that says concert shuttle parking. It's down there basically where Weinstein and the post office is, just below the hill of Omi Gardens. And we have an attendant there that's actually helping the people get on the bus. And bus driver just takes you right to the front gate, drops you off. And at the end of the show, we'll take you right back down to your car. And so you don't have to worry about parking or anything along those lines.
And I also imagine for folks who maybe have limited physical abilities, they can still enjoy the show because
yep.
they don't have to maybe hike from the end of the parking lot all the way to the concert.
Yes, we do have what's the proper term? Handicap or special needs?
Special needs assessment.
Yeah, special needs parking down below. There's not a lot of it, but that is available as well. To touch on the series itself, of course, that we actually have three major objectives, and that is creating more tourism for midweek for Wenatchee Valley and Omi Gardens. And that involves actually marketing outside of a 50-mile radius. So we're marketing, you know, well up into Canada and over into Oregon and Idaho and Seattle and the I-5 corridor, Pearson, King County. And we developed a hotel discount that's available now year-round at Spring Hill Suites. And it's called the RLS discount rate. And it's basically about half of their rack rate. So you're getting, normally it's $235 or something like that. Our rate with them is about $120, I think, plus tax. So it's pretty cool. And that's available year-round. And then, of course, we like I had indicated earlier, we actually have our own television show now. We're actually recording, multi-track recording these shows and videoing them. So we are mixing them down into a half hour or possibly in the future an hour feature that's aired on both Spectrum and Localtel's NCW Life 3 days a week. And then the last thing is, of course, given the scholarships out, we've been able to award with the help of, you know, again, everyone and also Horan Estates because they directly make deposits in to be awarded out that day or that year. But we've been able to give out $14,000 and $1,000
scholarships.
Yeah, $1,000 scholarships each time. So, oh, my mouth is just tongue tied.
We're padding runtime at this point.
Yeah. 14 $1,000 scholarships. There we go.
And for folks at Wenatchee Valley College, $1,000 goes a long way.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, having young kids and getting them into college and having that opportunity for them to get into some of the programs that we have at our college here, you know, it's a life changer.
Yeah. Total of $48,500 been donated, but 14 of that has already gone out in scholarships. So we're getting right up closer to that $50,000 mark.
Yeah, and I know that usually it's, what, about April or May that we do the big kind of everybody goes down to the college and, you know, and their foundation shows up. And
The first picture is usually done this fall because we will announce how much we're going to be actually giving them from the proceeds from this year. After we close the books in late August, we're able to do the press release and have people, you know, all of our sponsors will come and stand on the chair or the stairs with us, and we take a picture with all of them, and that can make it, and it's a great thing.
We're gonna get past 50,000, aren't we, this year?
I'm thinking so.
I mean, especially because we were like less than 10 tickets left for this week.
Less than 10 tickets. I would have to believe that we're going to be closer to 60,000 after this year.
Wow. That's awesome because, yeah, if you get – so that would mean you'll have earned, what, $26,000 this year? If you had 14 already plus another 12?
Well, the 14 has already been given away.
Oh, okay, 14 is from last year's.
No. 14 has been given away over the past 5 years already out of that 48,500. So.
Okay, my math. Maybe I'm not good at math.
There's two type of scholarships that are going out. One is an endowment that is going to be up to $42,000 right now that will live forever. And so it'll generate $1,500 of scholarships to one student every year forever. And then we also do those immediate scholarship giveaways, which is usually anywhere between $2,000 to $4,000 that we give out during the year as well.
Okay. So 14,000 has been from in the 5 years. In the,
yep.
Okay. All right. I think maybe I'm on board. I make no promises. I think maybe I did. Just to remind folks, if you want to get tickets either for this week's show, which I think we're pretty sure it's under 10, which is Invisible Touch, the tribute band to Phil Collins and Genesis with all the hits therein, that is rlstickets.com. And then next week we're down to about 50 or less for the tribute band to Bon Jovi. And if you want to live on a prayer and talk about Tommy, who used to live on the docks, then... make sure you, go visit that website, rlstickets.com. We're going to take our final break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation with Robert Sandage, Randy Golds, and Tracy Dry. It is the Omi Concerts in the Garden series. You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ.
On Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
News Radio 560 KPQ time is 12:50. Wrapping things up here on The Agenda with Robert Sandage, Tracy Dry, and Randy Gold as we get ready for the penultimate 2019 Concerts in the Garden series show with Invisible Touch, the tribute band to Phil Collins and Genesis. And Robert, should folks eat beforehand? Oh, sorry. There you go. No, you're good.
Absolutely not. We have Taste Buds. Elisa's up there with her crew. Serving and barbecuing a storm, so don't eat. You can't bring any food or alcohol or beverages of any sort into the gardens because of the Liquor Control Board codes as well as health and county codes. So we have Elisa catering for us, Taste Buds, and Harana States Wines is served, as well as Icicle Brewery. Their beers are also featured, and of course Weinstein. They handle all of our non-alcoholics, which is the water and Pepsi products, etc.
Yeah. So it really does become date night. I mean,
it does.
You can go out to dinner there, you can take in a concert, and maybe stay at the hotel. Like, it just becomes a whole night.
That's right. That's right. Call Spring Hill Suites.
Tracy, I wanted to touch on something we were talking about over the break, which is you think calling these bands a tribute band is actually kind of maybe almost a disservice to them.
Yeah, the music is so amazing. It's almost like you were at the original concert for the particular band that's being tributed. You're listening
from the 80s.
Yeah. So you feel like you step back in time and it's not really a tribute band. It feels like it's really, Phil Collins, or it's really Genesis, or it's just he's that good. Or the same with Def Leppard, it's just like it's that good. Yeah,
yeah. The guys in Def Leppard, of course, those that you weren't there, they show up with their makeup and their wigs and their outfits
and their belly hanging out.
Yeah, but it's still thin, Those guys are still young, so they actually have an ab still. That was pretty. Pretty radical.
Do they say unter creeping kloppen kloppen, or do they?
Yeah,
just, is that like okay?
Yeah.
And Randy, you were complimenting sort of because we were talking about that off the air again as well. But you were talking about how even that idea of like being at the original concerts in the 80s is almost a disservice, because if you compare what it would have sounded like back then, where essentially you're going deaf over the 2 hours, it's nothing like that here.
Absolutely. That's very true. There's so many concerts I've gone to over the years, and I've gone to many, many of them. And when you're younger, you never think to take earplugs, and you couldn't hear for hours or maybe even a day or two after the concert. Your ears would still be ringing. And it was almost a painful, brutal experience. And depending on where you sat, the acoustics and everything, the sound quality was not that good at all. Where here the sound is so clean, and it's a smaller venue. There's, like Robert had said earlier, there's not a bad seat in the house. It doesn't matter where you are. The sound is awesome, and the sight line is great. You're not, everybody has a great seat.
Even the back row is not truly the back row. I mean, yeah, it is, but like it's not like a back row at an arena.
Yeah, that's be like not the, at all. Like the 10th row of the arena.
All right, we got a couple minutes left, so real quickly, I just kind of wanted to get some final thoughts as we get ready for this penultimate concert. It could be about this specific show. It could be about the series as a general. So, Tracy, why don't you start us off?
Well, if you've missed any of the concerts, you got two chances to come and enjoy it, and I would take this opportunity to come in here. You know, I'm looking forward to the Bon Jovi one, but I've heard Infinity twice, and they're fantastic. I wouldn't have a problem hearing them again. So there's just, you know, there's an opportunity there. So take advantage and, you know, knowing that you get to enjoy it and that you're also giving back to the community and also providing additional funds towards the scholarship.
All right, Randy, final thoughts.
Yeah, I just anybody out there is listening to the show that is wanting to go, they better get online right away and get those tickets. Like Robert said, there's not many left, and it's definitely worth going to. They won't be sorry. If they haven't seen one yet, they're going to be in for a real treat.
And I just want to thank all of our sponsors, you know, that make it possible. It's a long list of sponsors that list grows every year. The people that are on board, typically, I would say we have a 99% retention level with our sponsors, and those that want to come on board will contact us. Typically, over the past few concerts, they've already said, you know, hey, we want you to give us the information. So, but we always give our current sponsors first right of refusal to continue in the same position or be at a different level, etc. But we cannot, Rio and I cannot do this without the help of the sponsors, because the price of the talent, the production, the rental of the venue, the price of the shuttle, et cetera, the list is long, could not amortize the price down to what we have right now. I mean, $36 for this talent, this level talent. If we didn't have the sponsors, it would be, you know, $150 a ticket. So they make it possible.
This week, it's Invisible Touch on Thursday. Those tickets might already be sold out, but always worth checking. There was less than 10 when we started the show. I'm sure we've sold at least a couple in the last 45 minutes. Next Thursday is Blaze of Glory, a tribute band for Bon Jovi. If you want to rock out and remember what it was like to love music in the 80s, this is the series for you. Everybody, I want to thank you so much for joining me today, and have a great time this Thursday night.
Thank you. Just one more thing, rlstickets.com.
rlstickets.com. Robert, Tracy, Randy, thanks so much.
Bye.